This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Here's Fellowship President Yael Eckstein.
One of the goals of the Fellowship is to help lead you to a greater understanding of Israel, the Jewish people, and the ties that bind together Jews and Christians. 500 years ago, a renowned artist named Michelangelo painted images that appealed for Jewish-Christian understanding in one of his greatest works, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican. Pope Julius II in 1508 commissioned Michelangelo to paint the crumbling chapel ceiling in a very simple fashion. The result is a masterpiece adorned primarily with images of heroes and heroines of the Hebrew Bible and full of subtle reminders of the Jewish roots of the Christian faith. Michelangelo's promotion of Christian-Jewish understanding is all the more bold considering the era he lived in. During the 16th century, Jews were greatly oppressed in Europe, and Jewish texts were being burned all over the continent. What was his overall goal in defying the vicious prejudices of his time? Some scholars believe Michelangelo had a hidden agenda, to remind the church that its roots were grounded in the Torah, given to the Jewish people. The story told here of a man committed to using his art to plead for reconciliation between members of two great faiths is one that every Jew and every Christian who loves Israel should celebrate. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yael Eckstein.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. While we're all staying close to home during this time of pandemic, the Fellowship offers you a variety of activities and educational materials for all ages. Check out the Fellowship's Passover Corner at ifcj.ca/Passover.